Good morning, good afternoon, guys. Welcome back to another Geek Tavern. As always, it's me, Sean. I'm joined by Mike.
Hello.
And Aaron.
I'm back.
And today we're talking about Aaron's recommendation for us, a Christmas classic, some may call it, by the name of Jingle All the Way, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jake Lloyd.
I don't remember picking this. Did I pick Jingle All the Way?
You did.
Oh. I bet that's a Scrooge.
No, we watched that.
We did that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why don't you recommend it again?
What if we do that? No.
What if we just rehash? Can we just splice in our prior review?
Yeah.
Can we lip sync it? Because it was just recorded at that point.
It was just recorded. There was no video at that point.
That's right.
No. It was that long ago. Huh?
We've advanced. We've come a long way in 2 years.
Time flies. Yeah. Wherever you guys want to start.
So, Jingle All the Way is a 1996 Christmas film, like Sean said, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jake Lloyd and Sinbad, in which a father by the name of... Howard Langston, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, is tasked with finding a Turbo Man doll for his son, Jamie.
Action figure.
That's right. Action figure. How could I forget? They call it a doll the whole way through.
I don't think
the Turbo, the Turbo Man action figure for his son, Jamie, that he has neglected to buy, even though he was told by his wife, like, three weeks prior to get it, and he neglected to get it, and then he... has to go on this crazy mission all around. I believe they live in LA.
I was unclear.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, clearly it's not the Northeast because it's not snowing.
Although he's wearing a coat like it's cold out.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's dressed for winter, so I don't know exactly where this movie takes place.
You know what? That is weird. I'm going to keep on that for a second because isn't it New York that they're in? Now that I think about it,
I don't think it is New York.
Because there's a shot of him driving, and it looks like it's in L.A.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I thought when he was flying around, it literally looked like New York.
I thought that, well, yeah, I mean, when in the like, Macy's Day Parade thing, it does look very similar to New York. That's probably where that...
It was probably where it was shot.
Yeah.
It was in New York.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm picking up on.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where it takes place. But anyway, Howard has to go on a whole mission to find this Turbo Man action figure, and he ends up becoming rivals with Sinbad, a postman.
Who just completely shirks his duties.
He shirks his duties, commits bomb threats, and, like, all of this other shit to, like, also get the dog.
I remember why I thought it was New York, because he comes across that one diner that's in New York.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they both go into it.
Yeah, right. They go to eat at that diner.
Yep.
That's why I was thinking that.
That's right. So anyway.
Oliver didn't like the movie.
So in the meantime, while Howard is searching for the doll, his neighbor is trying to encroach on his territory with his wife. It's Ted, right?
Ted, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Ted is just a piece of shit.
Garbage.
Who's trying to sleep with everybody's wives in
the... I don't think he's trying to. I think
He has successfully done, but he's trying to, like, hit up everyone's wives. Like, he's...
The crown jewel is Howard. Is Howard's wife. Yeah.
So... That's happening as, like, a B-plot, while Arnold and Sinbad are trying to find the doll in the A-plot, and...
I don't understand why the women are, like, infatuated by Ted.
Yeah, no.
Like,
he's a good handyman, and he's around the house, I guess.
But included in the B-plot, Jamie, like, resents his father because he's not there for him some of the time. Or where it counts, I guess, and Howard feels very guilty, so he's trying to do everything in his power to give Jamie a good Christmas. But also, while trying to give Jamie a good Christmas, like, he disappoints him because he doesn't go to the parade with them, But then he is at the parade as Turbo Man, and it's like the movie is a wild ride where he just meets up like a bunch of mall Santas that have knockoff toys, running some kind of like narcotics ring on the side. I don't know exactly what. Yeah. I mean, they have to be doing something else other than.
I think that was the joke toys. Is that they were just working in counterfeit toys. It's like their whole business, and then they get raided by the cops.
Yeah.
This was Vern Troyer's first credited role, you said? Or
he's uncredited.
Yeah.
He's in it, but he's uncredited.
He's the little Santa that gets kicked across the warehouse.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Vern Troyer.
Oh, he wasn't the elf?
No.
Okay.
No, the elf was in Watchmen.
Yeah, he was
in... He was the guy who approaches... Rorschach's cell.
Rorschach
breaks his like henchman's arms.
Yeah, I guess I knew it wasn't Vern Troyer. I know what he looks like, but yeah. Anyway, I don't know where to start because the start of this movie, I found myself like thinking like how unrealistic he is as a shitty father.
Just
like
by not
being not there. Him like. Just how unrealistic.
How they portray that he's being a shitty father. And it's like he's literally working and providing.
Yeah. Like he's working. Like, how hard, like...
Especially around Christmas time.
Maybe like, parents do this. I don't know. But, like... How hard is it to be like, hey, I have to go to my kid's fucking game.
Oh, right.
Karate
right.
practice. Like, instead I'm fucking
of,
leaving.
Instead yeah. of, did they...
Well, he was gonna make it.
I know,
the speeding ticket.
Yeah, I know there's other circumstances, but, like, how disconnected could a person be? Like, disconnect to make it to where he would forget and his assistant needs to, like, remind him.
Yeah.
Like, that's not realistic to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And then also how shitty he is to forget to buy...
The turbo.
The biggest present.
Yeah.
That his kid wants.
Well, and then he, like, just continues to lie to his wife, where he's like, oh, I have to go to the office to get it. And then he calls her later, and he's like, yeah, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Like, and she's like, so why the fuck wouldn't you have just told me you didn't get it?
And then, on top of that, like, where was I? Well, I'm trying to think what I was going to say. Just the... There was another point.
I can't think what the fuck it was.
But, yeah, I don't know. I just had a hard time believing, like, he was that disconnected.
Yeah.
Like, and then
there's... He doesn't even know Turbo Man. He's like...
That's what it was. He doesn't even know the hottest property out there that his kid apparently watches all the damn time.
Yeah.
He's watching it on TV when he's pissed off at his dad. He goes in his room... Starts reading a comic book of this character.
But he has Captain America painted on his wall.
Yeah, and he has a Hulk bed sheet.
Right.
Or comforter.
Why doesn't he have Turbo Man painted
on his wall? I don't know. But, like... Maybe that is how shitty of a father he is, because he doesn't even know what this character is that his son loves.
Yeah.
But, like... I had a very big disconnect with...
Yeah.
Believing, like, he could be that shitty.
Yeah.
And there'd not be a million other problems at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. The only real problem is the fact that he is neglectful to Jamie sometimes, and he doesn't know who Turbo Man is, so he doesn't get him the doll.
Yeah.
And you think that if he was so absorbed in his work as it portrayed him to be in the opening scene where he's like, you're my number one customer. You're my number one customer. He even says that to his wife before. And she's like,
and then she hangs up on him.
Yeah, he's so like involved in that. You think that there would be 10 times the problems at home.
Like, the problem that comes up later where his wife is like, I've had enough. Like, that should have happened like 3 years ago from what the story's telling us. Like, I'm swearing a lot in this episode. I don't know why. Anyway.
Yeah, why the f*** are you doing that? Holy shit. You're going to have to put, like, jingle bell sound effects on, like, all of these. Like, ching, ching, like, every time we swear.
Well, the best character in the movie is Sinbad by no stretch of the imagination. I mean, he's clearly the best character in the entire movie.
I agree, but also a lot of qualms with that guy.
Okay. Ta-ta, Turtle Man. That's another thing. So, Myron, is that his name?
Yeah.
He acts like he doesn't know his, like, Turbo Man either.
Right.
But he also, like, he knows at the very end of the movie where to be to mug the dude that is, well, I forget the name of the character.
Dementor.
Dementor, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he even says a line from the show where he says, ta-ta, Turbo Man, except he says Turtle Man.
Yeah.
Because he's oblivious, I guess.
I don't know.
But, yeah, so that's strange.
Yeah, the whole thing is, like,
he is,
there's a lot of holes.
He is, like, an unhinged person.
Yeah.
Like, he, that dude is...
I mean, they honestly both are.
Yeah.
How the hell are they not in jail by the end of this movie?
Well, yeah.
I understand it's a kid's movie, and we're not supposed to, like, read into this much.
Well, Howard, do you have, like, a neighbor with a motorcycle, or...
I think they're plowing the road.
Oh.
Or something.
But, like, Howard should be in jail because he, like, jokingly said, like, this is a bomb, blah, blah, blah. And it was.
And it was.
So it literally could have been, like, attempted murder on a shit ton of cops.
You wouldn't know it was a bomb.
Doesn't matter. Because the guy was like, ah, it's not
real.
Well,
the bomb part was what's Sinbad's character after Myron?
Myron, yeah.
Yeah, he did that.
He did that.
But then Arnold did it. And then it actually blew up, and he's like, oh shit! Like, or no? That
no.
That,
Myron was holding the
actual. Myron did it, and
the
then,
second time.
And which that, Myron did end up in jail. Myron did get arrested.
He did, but
if he went to jail,
probably.
Also, why did they? I brought this up to Aaron. Why did they arrest him? Because like, it's supposed to be a part of the show, right? Like, that's what everybody would think.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, they probably arrested him because they recognized him as blowing them up.
Yeah, exactly.
Earlier
yeah.
in the day. This whole play takes place in, like, a day,
too. Yeah, a day. It's
fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know where...
It's Christmas Eve day. He leaves his house at, like, early in the morning, I guess. He goes to the mall. Gets...
I think we see a clock.
He goes to the mall, but then he calls, like, everywhere else that could possibly
Where is the Mall of America? Because that's the mall he goes to.
Yeah, I don't know where the Mall of America is.
Hey, Google, where's the Mall of America? Fuck you, Google.
Good one.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota? Well, all right, well, that explains why it's cold.
It should be, covered in snow.
Well, yeah, it should be covered in snow.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Yeah,
it was probably filmed in L.A. And they're like, put on coats, and everybody's like, I'm going to sweat to death.
Yes.
I think there is a scene where Arnold is, like, visibly, like, sweating.
Where he's, like, running or something. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Well, it's like, I'm not running anymore.
I can't do it.
That, whenever they leave the diner and they have to get to the radio station, and Sinbad's, like, throwing out all the letters to, like, lose weight to, like, keep up with Howard. Yeah. It all takes place in a day. They leave Christmas Eve morning. They go to the mall. All that bullshit at the mall happens. He leaves, and then they meet at the... Or he goes all over the place. He meets up with those Santas, and then he makes it out of that miraculously.
By using a toy police badge to, like...
He goes to the diner.
Where have you guys been?
And then the radio station tells them... They have a Turbo Man doll, so they race to the radio station. They do the bomb threat. And then I think at that point, his car is completely totaled. So he goes back home.
I think after the radio station, he finds it.
Yeah, it's completely totaled. Yeah. So he gets a tow truck back home. And then he is about to steal Ted's son's Turbo Man.
Out of his house.
Yeah.
Which, deservedly so, because Ted's kind of a piece of shit.
It's just a kid's toy. You're stealing from a kid, not a dude.
You're not stealing from Ted.
Which is what... Howard realizes, he's like, I'm going to be ruining this kid's Christmas if I do this, so, like...
Which Ted's kind of stupid, because he wrapped it in Turbo Man wrapping paper.
No, I know, like...
And I was like, way to fucking spoil it, bro.
Barely shakes it, and it, like, goes off. Yeah. And I'm like, what kid doesn't...
Yeah. Well, that's like if my parents had, like, wrapped all my gifts in Godzilla wrapping paper or some shit like that. And be like, oh, I wonder what it could be. Open it up, it's a King Kong toy.
I mean, it'd be funny to, like, say you're getting a Turbo Man and a Batman figure, just swap, like, the wrap. You know? Mm-hmm. That would be funny.
Yeah.
I like how Turbo Man is basically just, you know, coincidentally, we did the Power Rangers episode last week.
Yeah.
Or last time. And it's basically just, like, the Power Rangers of this universe.
Almost, yeah, because it's got, like, wonky, like, villains and...
Yeah, it's Buster the...
And Booster.
Booster, that's what it is. The Pink Panther? Pink
Panther, yeah.
That nobody likes.
Pink.
That's another...
Sabretooth
Panther. Yeah, we have, yeah, Chris Parnell.
Yeah, that's another gag throughout the whole movie where he's like, oh, if you can't find Turbo Man, all we have his trusty side, lovable his sidekick.
Bumbling.
Booster.
Which apparently, like...
We hate you, Booster!
Which literally everybody just hates him.
Yeah.
That's it. I love that scene during the winter extravaganza parade where they like throw him down and the little kids are beating up. We hate you, Booster!
So upsetting. Booster did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
I can't believe that he just like walked into it. Well, first he was fleeing away from the cop because this is like the fourth time he's seen this cop. The first time he got pulled over speeding to Jamie's karate thing. The second time he knocked his bike over. Was that what it was?
Yes, yes.
And then the third time was the bomb. No. And the fourth time he spilled his coffee all over him. So he's running away from him and he just so happens to run into where they're setting up for this Turbo Man thing. And they strap him up in this huge Turbo Man outfit. Wait.
What happened to the guy that was actually supposed to show up?
He was late. Maybe he just decided not to go because of the things that the dude was saying. He's like,
He's
like, you should know that he had signs of brain, or he had brain activity this morning. He's like, that's a really good sign.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's the write-off.
Yeah.
The guy just didn't show up because he's like, no.
Yeah, he's like giving them all these complicated instructions.
Yeah.
He's like, now... the valve needs to not go over 30 degrees, unlike 70 degrees, which we had previously discussed. He's given him all these complex instructions, and you're just like,
sure.
With a functioning jetpack, which was
fully functioning.
Which just doesn't exist. So, yeah,
it straight up doesn't exist.
I mean, the third act of this movie is straight up
bonkers.
The best.
Yeah.
It's straight up the best, though.
Yeah, the actual like showdown. Final showdown between Howard and Myron as the characters of Turbo Man and whatever the fuck, Brainiac,
yeah.
Dementor.
Ta-ta, Turtle Man. He's like shooting him with those things.
The fist that shoots out and grabs and comes back.
That was kind of crazy. I wonder how that would
That was a great scene when he was shooting those... Whatever.
Yeah, little pellets.
Little discs or whatever.
And Sinbad's just like...
it looked really cool, like, the one shot, like, from behind Marin. Like, I don't know. It just looked cool. Stood out to me.
Yeah. Howard's ultimately a really bad dad, though. At the end, he's like... It works out for him because... he gets... Oh, yeah. Jamie gives the Turbo Man doll away. But he's like, oh, my dad being Turbo Man is the best gift ever. He's like, I'm going to change. I'm going to be more present in your lives. So, you know, he got a nice lesson that way. But
yeah, I don't know. He probably went back to doing the same shit.
Yeah, he probably just went back to selling mattresses or whatever the fuck he's...
3 years later, his wife served him with divorce papers.
She's with Ted now.
Yeah. Jamie went on to star in a Star Wars film and then got bullied and turned to a life of crime.
I've turned to a life of crime because people hated me in Star Wars.
I mean, you joke, but Ahmed Best almost killed himself.
Okay. I don't think Jake Lloyd's in prison because of Star Wars.
No. It was a domino effect.
I know nothing about this. I mean, I know he's not in a good place, but...
No. Yeah. The I forgot about this entirely. The reindeer that Ted just gets for his son. And there's a scene that's crazy. Reminiscent of Conan where he punches the reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of punching the horse, he just punches
the camel.
Oh, yeah, punches the camel. Yeah. That's what it was.
But then he goes to punch the horse in the second movie, and then he's like, nah.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. I remember watching it, he like punched the camel, and I was like, yeah, what the fuck?
Unprompted punches yeah. the camel.
So we discussed, well, separately when you showed up and when you showed up, that I watched an extended cut.
Oh, yeah.
The one scene that I thought was different, or rather longer, was the Santa Claus fight. Like, okay. That whole thing. Do they sing in the original cut?
No.
What do they say? They, like,
they sing a song to Howard.
Nope, that's definitely...
It was the weirdest shit ever.
Definitely an extended version.
Okay, so there's one.
Does Big Show sing too?
No, he doesn't show up until like...
Oh, until after the song.
Yeah. Okay. One of my favorite cameos, like, ever. Probably the first cameo that yeah. I ever yeah. knew about, you know.
The Big Show is the Big Santa.
Yeah. And that was, what year was this?
96.
So he was, that was way before WWE. That was like WCW. He was known as the Giant.
But he was a giant.
Yes.
Maybe that's what his name was, Giant Santa, instead of...
Oh, yeah, yeah. So the reindeer... Does he share a beer with the reindeer in the original version?
I don't think so.
So there's probably another one.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think after he punches it, so, it's like laying on the ground.
So after,
like,
after
oh, I know how you feel, buddy.
After Ted and his wife, I don't remember her name, they go to the parade.
Mm-hmm.
He like befriends the reindeer, and he's drinking beer, probably Ted's beer. I think they're in his backyard, and. He, like, pours some in, like, a bowl for the reindeer. The reindeer's just, like, chugging it up. Like, it's dripping, like, beer off of its
Yeah, that's face. Definitely in the extended.
And,
I so remember it, that scene, though.
Yeah.
Now that you bring it up, I remember that.
So, I don't know. There's two, at least.
I don't recall.
Those are the only two that really stuck out that I'm like, I didn't really remember those. Yeah.
That's crazy.
The weird Santa's, like, singing. I forget what they even sang. Like, what? It was kind of like a spoof on a holiday song, but the lyrics were weird.
I could see why they cut it.
Yeah, it was not necessary.
Jim Belushi is the crooked Santa that takes him to get the counterfeit Turbo Man doll, which ends up being a broken piece
yeah,
of
he's
shit.
Like the main one that's singing.
Really?
Yeah. It's really weird.
It's not really in his wheelhouse to yeah. do that.
Like, I was sitting there and I'm like, did they broke out in song? I don't remember this.
Brand new?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
This.
So there's an extended cut of this movie. Right? Wait, no, that's not new.
Who wrote this fucking movie? It's insane.
I'll tell you.
I thought I remember, or I recognized the name of the director at least.
The director's done a lot of...
Randy Cornfield.
Well, there you have it.
Oh, and that was another thing.
Who's the director?
Brian Levant.
Hmm.
But I said to Sean, oh, Chris Columbus produced this.
He
co-produced
did,
it.
He did
Home Alone.
Home Alone and
Harry Potter.
Hmm.
So... When we were watching the movie, I was trying to, because I always do this with every movie, trying to figure out who did the music.
Mm.
And I'm like listening to it. And at the beginning, the like the triumphant Turbo Man music, I was like, oh, that sounds like almost like Randy Newman, like from, you know, Toy Story, you know, Buzz Lightyear and all that. And then later on, during like the battles and everything, the music felt more like something that David Arnold would have composed for like Independence Day or James Bond or something like that.
Mm.
And so like I looked it up and I said to Sean, I was like, you're not gonna fucking believe this. And he's like, what? And I was like, so I thought that this was either David Arnold or Randy Newman. It's David Newman did the music. And I was like, That's too fucking weird that what I thought that it was like one of these two composers. No, it's both. It's somebody with both names. I was like, holy shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was like, I don't know how the hell that checks out, but I was right in some aspects.
It's one of those things. It's like people are gonna be like, oh, you're full of shit.
It's a sick world we're living in.
I think that's the best scene in the movie.
With bomb
when
blowing.
He, when he threatens. So the first time he threatens the like actual radio host.
Like he's pretending.
Yeah.
Like,
and he does. Well, and Howard's not in on it. And then it ends up to not be. It's like some music box or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the next one he threatens again. So you're like, oh, it's a fake or whatever. And then it ends up being an actual bomb. The dude's like, I've been on the bomb squad for 15 years. I know a bomb. This is just an ordinary parcel. Committing a federal offense, opening up somebody else's mail, and then there's an explosion.
Maybe that's why they don't, like, really go after him until...
Maybe. Because they shouldn't have opened it.
Because they shouldn't have opened it.
In the beginning, yeah. Yeah, but he blows it up, and then, like, Sinbad's like, is that a real bomb? And he's like, it's a sick world we're living in, sick people.
Is this before or after the, like, arsenic in the mail and all that shit?
Like, oh, this is... Before, I think.
Yeah, like way before like terrorism through the mail was like a big thing. I mean, I guess it had to have been a thing for this to have been a plot point in the movie, but
yeah, I think it's always been a thing. The thing I'm thinking of was the anthrax. Yeah. Which that was like,
oh, I know,
2001, 2002.
Everybody opened those up and had all the Anthrax albums, and they're like, what the fuck is this? And they're just like throwing them in the garbage.
That's legit why I learned who Anthrax was. They're talking about Anthrax.
Why are people sending CDs to these people? It's so weird.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, I was very critical of this watch through this time.
Because yeah. Howard's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I used to watch this all the time. It was one of my favorite Christmas movies when I was a kid. And now it's just like, I don't know.
And now revisiting, like, I'm not mad that I watched it now, because it has been I don't know an exact time frame, but it's been probably 6-7 years. But, like, I don't know. There's not much I'm probably ever going to go back to for this one.
Excuse me.
It's like, Sinbad's hilarious. Yeah,
Sinbad is just the best part.
But
it's fun, and I like watching it.
Yeah, I mean, there's just other ones that I would go to.
This doesn't, like, invoke the, like, Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Like a lot of other Christmas movies do.
Because, it's lacking snow.
Yeah, ultimately, this is about capitalism and commercialism.
Yeah.
Which is... Honestly,
I mean, you know, which is essentially what modern Christmas is.
It's a major part of Christmas, yeah. But at the same time, it's like, I want to feel like Christmas, not I want to feel like I forgot to get a present.
Well, yeah. And see, like, I think that that's why this movie still is kind of, I mean, you don't really have this problem nowadays where it's like, oh, I forgot to get it. Like, you can easily get it off eBay, you can get it off Amazon, you can do whatever.
And maybe that's where the charm is lost. Like this world just doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. No, and like, I remember living in this world.
I did too.
Where it was, you know, no one had the internet or anything. Yeah. A select few people had the internet.
Yeah.
And like, if you had a toy that you wanted at the store, you either had to be strategic and hide it, and then tell your parents or grandparents where you hid it. That way they could go get it. I did that plenty of Christmases. Or like one Christmas, my grandpa, it was with those FX lightsabers. The Luke Skywalker one. They only had one at FYE. And my grandpa was like, we'll go get it. We'll buy it. We're going to wrap it and put it under the tree. You don't get it until Christmas Day. So like it was, you know, I remember living in that world where you didn't have all the resources at your disposal to go and just go, oh, I forgot to get this. Ah, Amazon one day shipping.
Yeah.
Send, you know.
2007 holiday season, the hunt for the Nintendo Wii. That was a real tester.
My buddy was in line, got one. And I forget where the contest was. He legit fucking won one. So he had two. And like, people were like, lose their minds for one. We're like, dude, just sell one.
Yeah.
Because, like, they were going for crazy money.
Oh, yeah, you could
just like every system does, you know. And he wouldn't. Like, I don't even know what he ever did with the second one, but I would have sold it.
I would have sold it, too, if I got it. I managed to get one.
Yeah.
Before Christmas. So
I didn't own one until, like, what was the remodel thing, the mini?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever
the hell that was. I think that my parents did get one that Christmas for us. I want to say that they did.
But, yeah, that is an example of a world that does not exist. Except, I mean, in some regards with high-end
ticket items,
like a PlayStation 5 or something. But
yeah.
But not just like a regular like action figure. You could get that anywhere, anytime, just by going online and being like, all right.
I'm trying to think of the last time.
Showing up in 6 hours.
I'm trying to think of the last time where we had a situation like when that store has a shipment of the dolls. And they go to it, and like I can't think of the last time that there's been a release like that. Like, I don't think I've ever been to one like that, because it, like, I just wasn't old enough at the time.
No, and I don't know when there was like
it probably was the Wii era was probably one of the last times.
Yeah, I can't even like think of like, I mean, the GameCube obviously that's a big one that people wanted. I mean,
pretty much any game system at its release is
pretty, yeah.
But when they're closer to Christmas, it's almost a whole nother battle, which the Wii was close to Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, it came out, like, right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I'll revisit this one very often.
Yeah,
I will. It's fun.
I don't have much else to say about it. I mean, I enjoyed the watch. It's not a bad Christmas movie.
No, not at all. I'm not saying it's bad.
Is it a bad movie? Debatable.
Yeah. Just doesn't give me the right feelings for the time of the season.
Like, it's a holiday movie, but it's not. I hate to compare it, but like, it's not Home Alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I've watched Home Alone probably 3 times this year. Alone, you know.
Alone?
Alone.
At home?
At home, alone. Holy shit.
Yeah, I've watched The Polar Express twice. I've watched Scrooge like 5 times.
Jesus Christ.
I've watched White Christmas 3 times.
I don't even know what that one is.
It's a good one. Don't ask Sean.
Anyway, let's rate this son of a bitch.
I'll go first. I never go first. I'm gonna. It's right, I think, in the middle. So I'm gonna go 5 out of 10.
I'll say 5.5 out of 10, just because there is a bit of nostalgia there, and that, you know, through rose-tinted lenses. Solely for Sinbad's performance, obviously. He's clearly the best part of the
entire movie. He was one of my favorite actors when I was a kid. Like, he's on a lot of Disney movies.
Mm-hmm. So. Including Kazam.
No.
I'm going to give it a 6. It's not great. It's fun. It's holiday-like.
If somebody wants to put it on, I'll watch it. But it's not a go-to movie.
No, my go-to Christmas movie is Scrooged. For like a live-action Christmas movie to watch. Animated Year Without a Santa Claus. Yeah.
I agree.
I've never seen The Polar Express.
Yeah, I'm missing a whole lot.
Okay.
It's my favorite. One of my favorites.
I was waiting for somebody to like...
It's good. It's just, it's not my go-to. Like, this... The Polar Express is... I'll watch it if somebody puts it on, but it's not... The Polar Express has never been, like, that
big. I mean, I know people are, like, they love it.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. There's plenty of people that I know.
Which
that
is love fine. It.
Yeah. It's fine. It's a good movie.
It's eluded me.
I'm just not gonna... go out of my way to watch The Polar Express.
Yeah,
I will. Anyway, that was our discussion of Jingle All the Way. It's time for another recommendation for next time from me.
Oh,
back to the top. First one of the new year.
Yes.
So, I've been thinking on this one.
Is there New Year's movies?
There no, is. It's not a New Year movie. it is going to be a... It's going to be in line with the weather, though. It's going to be a cool, cold movie.
I hope it's like 80 degrees or something like that, so it just throws it off.
Yeah, exactly.
It's snow dogs.
It's going to be a nice wintry-themed film. My recommendation, also for the first time of this director, my recommendation for next episode is going to be Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight.
Oh.
Which I'm kind of surprised it's taken us
yeah
3 years at this point to get to a Quentin Tarantino movie.
I mean, that's no. all you guys could...
No. Hmm? Did we not do Inglourious Basterds?
Nope. No.
Really? I thought that we did. Wow. Okay.
No.
I thought that we did Inglourious Basterds because you said it took us this long to do a Tarantino movie. I was like, I thought we did Inglourious Basterds. Nope.
This will be the first one.
I've never watched that.
Wow. Movie.
This is his eighth film that he's made, and it came out in 2015?
Yeah, I think.
16?
15.
So, yeah.
Because you guys went to see the actual 35mm version. 7mm. Whatever.
Anyway, if you don't want to,
if you want to get technical,
spoiled for The Hateful Eight, make sure to watch it before next time. There is a long version. We'll have to talk about which one we're going to watch.
Yeah.
Because there's like a regular version that's like long, and then there's like a 4 hour long version.
Jesus.
So,
it might actually be longer.
I think it's only 4 hours. Anyway, if you don't want to be spoiled for The Hateful Eight, make sure to watch it before next episode. I hope you enjoyed our discussion on Jingle All the Way. I know we enjoyed having it. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, all that fun stuff. And once again, guys, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And a Happy New Year, for that matter. We'll see you next time in 2023.
Put that cookie down!